You needn't take it personally. His fist tensed on the knife again. Now, would you be so good as to put down that gun, Kaweah?
Do it,
I whispered, still standing behind him. No matter how good your vision is, there's only a tiny area of him not covered by Geeta, and I doubt you're that confident of your aiming just yet. Don't you know it's rude to whisper? The man said.
Do it, I hissed. I can still save her.
Kaweah dropped the gun.
Good,
I said, still whispering. Now listen carefully. I can hit him from here without harming Geeta, but you're in the way.
Talk to me, you fuck!
The man pushed the knife against her skin so that the blade depressed a valley of flesh, without actually breaking it. It would only take a flick now, and he would sever her carotid artery.
I'm going to shoot through you,
I said to Kaweah. It's a beam weapon, so it's only the line of sight that matters. From the angle where I'm going to fire, I won't hit any vital organs. But be ready for it. The man's hand brought the knife deeper, so that the valley was suddenly rivened, and blood welled from its depths. Time slowed down, and I watched him begin to drag the knife across her throat. Kaweah started to speak. I fired. The pencil-thin particle beam chewed through him, entering his back an inch or so to the left of his spine, in the upper lumbar region, around the 20th or 21st vertebrae. I hoped I missed the subclavian vein, and that the beam angle would direct its energies between the left lung and the stomach, but it was not precision surgery, and I knew that Kaweah would have to count himself lucky if this did not actually kill him. I also knew that if it were a question of dying to save Geeta, he would accept that wholeheartedly, and would even order me to make it so. I paid very little attention to Kaweah anyway, since Geeta's position effectively limited the range of angles I could select. It was simply a matter of saving her, no matter what it did to her husband. The particle beam fired for less than a tenth of a second, although the ion trail lingered long after, in addition to the track it had seared on my vision. Kaweah fell to the ground in front of me, like a sack of corn dropped from the ceiling. And so did Geeta, with a hole bored neatly in her forehead, her eyes still open and seemingly alert, and the blood still oozing from the partial throat wound. I had missed. There was no avoiding that, no softening or sweetening of that one acidic message. I had meant to save her, but intention meant nothing. What matters was the red wheel above her eyes where I had hit her, meaning to hit the man holding a knife to her throat. The beam missed him completely. I had failed, in the one moment where failure mattered most. In the one moment of my life where I actually thought I could win, I had failed. Failed myself and Kaweah by betraying the terrible burden of trust he had implicitly placed in me, without saying a word. His wound was serious, but with the proper attention, I had had little doubt that he would live. But there was no saving Geeta. I wondered who was the luckier.
"What's wrong?" Zebra asked. "Tanner, what's wrong? Don't look at me like that, please. I'm beginning to think you might actually do it."
"Can you give me a good reason why I shouldn't?"
"Only the truth."
I shook my head minutely. "Sorry, but you've just given it to me, and it wasn't anywhere near enough."
"It wasn't everything." Her voice was quiet and somehow relieved. "I'm not working for him anymore, Tanner. He thinks I am, but I've betrayed him."
"Ryvich?" She nodded, face down, so that I could barely see her eyes. "Once you stole from me, I knew you were the man Ryvich was running from. I knew you were the assassin." It didn't take a great deal of deduction, did it?
No, but it was important to be sure. Ryvich wanted the man isolated.